Some of us need a spiritual renewal, don't we? We need God to wash away all of our cares, all of our concerns, all of our worries. Wouldn't you like to just wash it all away? Right? Wouldn't that be great? Like, you know, you just put it out there, whatever it is that's bothering you or concerning you or you're worried about or whatever it might be, and you just said, okay, here, God. And then all of a sudden, this flood of water came and just washed it all away, and you just watched it just go and just break apart into pieces, and downstream it went, and before you knew it, all you could see was the water, and everything was gone. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome? So I want you this morning that the first thing before we even get started into the message is go ahead and do that. It's okay to do that now. It's okay to take all your worries, all your concerns, everything that's bothering you, anything that you want to leave your life that isn't serving you in a positive, awesome way. It's perfectly okay to throw the junk out. It's okay to do that. We're not going to have a flea market or a yard sale or anything like that. We're not going to give your junk to somebody else and make money on it or anything like that. You're going to get rid of it. And God's going to help you with that. Are you ready to do that? Yes. All right, beautiful. So on the count of like 100, because some of you have more things than others. All right, we'll use 3. Some of you have been stockpiling some stuff, right? Anybody here hoard problems? You kind of keep on, you keep them, right? You know, you give it to God temporarily, and you take it back, and you start thinking about it again, and you give it to God, and so, yeah, that's spiritual hoarding. We don't need to hold on to things anymore. You don't need to hold on anymore. It's time to let go. It's time for you to go with the flow. Go with the flow. Let God just not only sweep your problems away, but also sweep you away in his love. And just, you go through life just kind of sitting in the boat, just going with the flow, wherever God leads you. You know you're in good hands, right? Right? In God's hands, everything is good? Yes, we know that to be true. So on the count of 3, ready to do it now? Because I gave you a minute there. Are you ready to let it all go? All right. 1, 2, 2.5. Ready? Go. Let it go. Let's see you let it go. Let's see you let it go. Just let it go. Go. Oh, my God. Some of it's heavy. Let it go. You need some help. Some of us helping you drag it out of you, right? Let it go. It's that simple. It's that simple. And watch now as God's love and God's power and through the power of the Holy Spirit, which is all around us, that Spirit moves like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it, right? A rushing wind comes and blows all that away. And off it goes into the sea, and just down, 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 you just kind of, before you know it, all you see is the beautiful sun on the water. And it's just magnificent and beautiful. Awesome, isn't it? Just beautiful. So now, let's talk about going with the flow, shall we? Shall we? Once you've let go of your old stuff, now it's time to make a decision to go with the flow with God. Allowing God to, well, you put your life, you place your life in God's hands. And you say, I trust you, God, and I'm going to go where you take me. And I'm just going to enjoy the ride. No struggling, no trying to grab the wheel, no trying to push him out of the driver's seat, none of that anymore. No more taking control, letting God have control over your life this morning. Because it always works best that way. Let's look at a couple of examples of that. Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2. This is a story of a time in Egypt when the king and the Pharaoh, rather, was very brutal. And he was trying to kill all the baby boys because the Israelites were growing. And they were afraid that the Israelites would become more powerful than the Egyptians. And so Pharaoh, who was a harsh, harsh, brutal man, he decided to kill all the baby boys. And in chapter 2, it says, during this time, a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw what a beautiful baby he was and kept him hidden for 3 months. She kept him hidden. Why? Because he was a baby boy that perhaps could be killed. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a little basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in the basket and laid it among the reeds along the edge of the Nile River. So she takes this baby of hers, wanting him to live, and so she puts him in a basket. Now, papyrus is the same kind of material that the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Bible, was written on, just in case you didn't know that. So that was very common then. It was kind of like leaves would be. But they used it also to write down God's word. So it's not insignificant that she used papyrus. But then she waterproofed it with tar. Why? She was going to make sure it floated, right? Floated. So she took and she placed the baby in that and laid him in the reeds along the Nile River. Now, the Nile River, we know, could do what? Sweep the baby away, right? Anybody ever been put into a circumstance that you didn't like to be in? Yes. You notice what transpires. The mother's doing what? Wanting to protect the child. So even though the child could potentially be in a bad circumstance, she puts him in a safe environment, in God's hands, right? The baby's sister stood at a distance, watching to see what would happen to him. Soon after this, one of Pharaoh's daughters came down to bathe in the river, and her servant girls walked along the riverbank. Accidentally on purpose, right? When the princess saw the little basket among the reeds, she told one of her servant girls to go get it for her. As the princess opened it, now see, it's a basket that's covered up, so she now, right, it's in the reeds. Now the fact that this princess even saw it was miraculous, right? Because it was supposed to be hidden there. She finds it and sees it. And then she goes and looks at it, and she finds the baby boy. His helpless cries touched her heart. See, for each and every one of us, we're all children and babies of God, are we not? Ultimately, we might be grown-up babies in the physical, but we're all God's children, aren't we? And sometimes when we cry out to God because of the circumstances that are in our life that we don't want to be happening, our cries touch God's heart, just as the cries of this baby touched the heart of this princess. And then she says, he must be one of the Hebrew children. Then the baby sister approached the princess. You notice what's going on here? You see how it takes other people sometimes to help a process too? Should I go and find one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? She asked. So now this is the princess and the servant saying, should I go get a Hebrew woman, right? Because knowing now she didn't turn him in to be killed by Pharaoh, which she should have. Do you see how God protects this child? Yes, do, the princess replied. So the girl rushed home and called the baby's mother. Take this child home and nurse him for me, the princess told her. I will pay you for your help. So the baby's mother, wait a minute, what happened here? The baby's mother, how did she get involved all of a sudden again? Remember she hid this child to keep him safe? And the princess finds the baby and says, here, come take care of this child. Do you see how God intervenes all the time? Do you see how even though circumstances might seem dire and might seem problematic and might seem troublesome, do you see how God still can intervene? Because the prayers of that woman, the mother who had to hide the child to protect him, prayed to God probably, I want my child back, right? That kind of a prayer. And so this is what transpires. So the baby's mother took her baby home and nursed him. Later, when he was older, the child's mother brought him back to the princess, who adopted him as her son. So look what's going on with this child. First, he's potentially going to be killed because Pharaoh wanted him dead. He gets protected instead, right? The mother puts him in a basket next to the Nile, which certainly he could just drift away and be gone. But a princess finds him and gives him back to the mother. And then the princess later adopts him as her own son. Somebody in power adopts this boy. The princess named him Moses. Oh, have you heard that name before? Moses. Moses. You kind of know Moses a little bit. Remember he was in the papyrus, right? Remember he's given stone tablets with the Ten Commandments on it later? He became a prophet for God. He freed the people from Egypt, right? Later on in life. She named him that because she said, I drew him out of the water. Now here's the thing. Sometimes we feel as though we've been isolated, rejected, given up on, or even life circumstances seem too big for us, right? Does that not happen in our life? And many times, rather than trusting and having faith in God that God's going to step in on our behalf, this little story right here, there was a lot of cast of characters that took place to protect Moses, right? That same kind of help always is available to you and to me. And no matter what circumstance we're placed in, God is going to find us and help us out of it. And sometimes God is going to even promote us even to a greater purpose. You just don't know what's going to happen. I look at this story and I say, wow, Moses was a basket case. Anybody here ever feel like a basket case? Well, you're in good company, aren't you? What it shows me is God had a purpose for Moses, didn't he? And all his mother had to do was go with the flow. To take and put him in something that could float. Knowing and trusting and believing that somehow, some way, God would keep him safe. And so my prayer for all of you is for you to remember, no matter where you are on your life journey, God has an important purpose for you. And God also, even though you might be in a circumstance that you feel uncomfortable about and cry out like the little baby boy did, that baby Moses, God sees everything that's happening with you and to you. And if you'll just go with the flow, you know, just imagine if that baby or somebody else had found that baby, what could have happened, right? But that wasn't God's plan at all. God always has good plans for all of our lives. And no matter what position we're put into, God has a wonderful ending to all of our stories in a phenomenal, wonderful way. And when I think about this, I also think about in the book of John, when Jesus was with the disciples, remember he had fed 5,000, and then he put his disciples in the boat, and they were fishermen, and he said, go to the other side, and a storm comes up, and they start what? Freaking out. They became basket cases. In a negative way, right? And they got afraid. And Jesus comes walking along the water and gets in the boat. And you know what transpired next? Peace came. And the Bible tells us in John 6 that they landed at their destination once Christ got into that boat and settled the disciples down. So wherever you are, I want you to learn to go with the flow that God has placed, the life that God has placed you in. It may seem uncomfortable. It may cause you to wonder what the heck is going on here. And that mother I know of, Moses' mother, had no idea what Moses would become. And you may or may not know what you're going to become, but I know it's someone great. That's why you're here, to hear this message. Or perhaps you're in that place where you're just in that boat, scared, witless of what's going on around you. And perhaps it's time to invite the master in, to invite Jesus in to your life, into your boat, into your circumstance, into the place inside of you that's so afraid and so worrisome sometimes, and so concerned about what other people outside might do to you or not do to you. And we get afraid, don't we? We think more people, other people are more powerful than us. Well, no one's more powerful than God. No human being ever will be. And when you know and believe that, Jesus, who still was able to stop that storm for those disciples, can stop the storms inside of your own mind and your own heart. Our role is to stop struggling and quit rocking the boat. Because sometimes we can make matters worse, can't we? We get all out of sorts. Learn whenever things are happening outside of you that you cannot control, which is just about everything. Right? You can't stop the wind. You can't stop the storm. You can't stop the rain. But you have a God who can. And when you are in need, call on Jesus. Invite him into that circumstance and say, I feel like a basket case right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I'm just lost with everything that's going on, and I can't handle this, and I'm freaking out, Lord. And he says, peace, be still. I got this. I've got this. And let him wrap you in that papyrus, the word of God. Find scriptures every day that will give you encouragement and power and strength. Look into God's word for all the examples of all the human beings that have gone through similar or worse situations than you're going through, and see how God helped them through that. And sometimes God will also place people in your lives to help you. Some of us are here to give you the word of God, the papyrus, and to put you in safe arms of God and say, we're going to hide you in the reeds for a little while this is going on. We're going to hide you from that and protect you from that. And God's going to come along, I promise you. He'll come along and find you and nurse you back and bring you back to wholeness and health and happiness again. So as we close our time together, I pray that each of you will take what happened to Moses as an example of, even though evil tries to destroy good, good always destroys evil. And people still prevail, as Moses did, and as we will, and as you will. And it's easier if you put your life in God's hands than trying to do it on your own. And if you could just learn to go with the flow, just get in the boat with God and say, I don't have no idea where we're heading. I don't even know where you're taking me, and I really don't want to go there, Lord. But know that he's taking you there for a great and awesome reason. Sometimes it's to help strengthen you, to make you stronger and more usable for God as an example of God's grace and God's power in your life. So those things that you let go, you see them drifting away, gone. And you, guess what? Now your boat is empty, right? You got more room for more blessings to get in, right? And God's going to nurse you and care for you and take care of you. I promise you that. It's the absolute truth of the Word of God. And now that you're in the boat with God and you've invited Christ in to your life, your heart, your mind, and your soul, you have a wonderful captain of your ship. He knows the course. He knows the way. He knows how to buffet the storms. And he'll help you easily get to the next destination. And in the meantime, just chill back. Relax. Enjoy the sights. Look at the sea. You might see some dolphins along the way. And just go with the flow. Fighting it isn't going to get you there any faster or quicker. In fact, it might just get you thrown overboard, and that'd be even worse, right? So you ready to go with the flow this morning? Awesome. Be at peace. Be still. And watch God work in your life. Amen.